This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Have a good Monday morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's time for one of those FYIs with Big Ed, and something very important coming up in about a week, just about less than a week, actually, coming up on November 9th. It is not only Veterans Day, a day where we salute our veterans, but we've got a big happening going on, and it's going to be happening at the VFW post 10094 in Indian Rocks Beach there, or actually Indian Rocks, and we'll give you all the details exactly where it's at. But we've got a guest appearance by one of the acts that's going to be there, along with Molly Hatchet, and I'm going to bring in some of the fine folks that are going to be running this thing. So everybody, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, let's sound off. Who are you?
All right, so I'm Steve Kalanisi. I'm the director of the event.
Okay.
And this is Lexi. I'm the events coordinator with VFW Post 10,094.
Hi, I'm Heather, and I am the senior vice commander of VFW Post 10094.
And my name is Larry Bell. I'm the manager of the Surf and Raccoons and the president of the Real Florida Republicans and Powered by Bell Tech. So I'm also one of the members of the band.
And also, we've got on the phone with us, where's he at? I wonder. I can only imagine. Derek Stoner. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you? You're in, is it Nashville?
I'm near Nashville, Tennessee, yes.
Beautiful country up there.
It is, especially this time of year.
So let's tell everybody, you can take turns, and I know you're one of the acts, Derek, and we've got the other one here, and Steve, if you want to just go ahead and start us off and let everybody know what's happening on November 9th.
All right, right on. Well, so appreciate you inviting us here to talk about this. It's pretty exciting. I think this is probably the biggest thing that VFW has done in the area. We're doing, we're bringing Molly Hatchet, Southern Rock Icons. You know, they've been out there since the early 70s, and you know, a couple of the well, one of the guys, the keyboard player, is John Calvin, is a good friend of mine. And when I told him that we wanted to do something to generate interest in the VFW and to talk about or to bring some energy and help us raise some funds for the post and for our veterans charities, they were like all on board. So they're going to be the title act, but when we were looking for other acts to support, you know, because this will be a 2:30 gates open, Molly Hatchet goes on at 6:30, plays till 8:00. What are we going to do in the middle? So we reached out to Derek Stoner, who's an up and coming, like getting a lot of attention in Nashville in country. And Derek is unique because of his background in the military. So that was really important to us to have somebody. And I hope that Derek will talk a little bit about that background. But it was really important for us to have Veterans Day and to have people who wear the uniform or who wore it. And then we wanted some local entertainment with a lot of energy and somebody who has a following. And we reached out to Larry and the Surfing Raccoons. So it's going to be a good thing. I think it's going to be a lot of energy. We, you know, if you've been to the post, you're going to, or driven by there, you're going to see that it's pretty small venue. You know, we could probably squeeze 1,000 people in there, and I think that we're going to be there. So and hopefully a little bit more. So so anyway, I can talk all day about this kind of stuff, but I think it's important for the rest of the folks. So Heather, if you don't mind, as the vice commander, maybe you can talk for a little bit, let people know what's going on with you know, what does this mean to the VFW?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and again, thanks to WTN Talk for having us on today. We really, really appreciate getting the message out there. This event, which is taking place Sunday, November 9th at 14450 Walsingham. You can also follow us on Facebook or visit our website, VFWpost10094.com. We'll have links and details, and it also outlines what's really important, why we're doing this, why spend all this time and effort, and you know, and you got Molly Hatchet and all of these great acts that are coming to support us, and it's because everything we do gives back to the veterans. That is our one and only mission. We do also support a lot of other things in the community, especially in the music arena. We have a music youth scholarship. We've got all kinds of things for our community, but at the heart of it is taking care of our veterans. We even have veterans who walk in off the street having a hard time, and we're happy to have the means to be able to help everyone and also get messages out about, you know, veteran health. We hear a lot about 22 until none and all of these different efforts that are going on to support and take care of our veterans. So thanks to everyone who's being a part of this, because this will be the biggest fundraiser we have ever had. It is going to be epic. And, you know, what a great time to be able to have like an intimate Molly Hatchet concert. I mean, Surfer Raccoons, I don't think I've ever seen one of your concerts that didn't have thousands of people there. Derek Stoner, looking forward to hearing him and seeing him in person. So thanks to everyone. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and so we definitely appreciate the VFW for all they do, 10094, in the community. We've seen a great deal of community outreach, whether it be for membership drives, and done a lot of work with both Heather and Lexi in the past. And Steve's been great to work with on this. So I'm personally excited about this. Lexi, what else are we doing in terms of marketing and getting the word out there?
So as Heather mentioned, we have our Facebook page, the Indiana Rocks VFW 10094 page. And then we also have our Molly Hatchet page as well, that we created separately so that you can stay up to date with all the latest of concert information as we come closer to our big day, our big show.
And I've been doing a lot of stuff with Lexi on the social media platforms. So I own Powered by Bell Tech, and I give a shout out to the BBA, the Bluffs Business Association, too, because the VFW is actually a member of the Bluffs Business Association and the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, and they're doing a lot of outreach for the VFW on this because it's such a big event, and they're amazed that you know, we're able to get an international band out there at the VFW. And I know that you guys have the new Tiki Bar going up, and it's looking great. I drove by it the other day, so that's super fun. But after today, we're going to go ahead and be able to use a lot of the promotional material that Steve's provided for Molly Hatchet and the band's social media is going to be a great group platform from Seminole Happenings to the Real Florida Republicans and really just all of the different networking groups that we're involved in. I also want to give a shout out to Stacy Myers. She's done a lot to help with sponsorship for the porta potties and things that people don't really think about, but very necessary, and that's Vista B&B. Steve, what else we got going on?
Yeah, so before we go further, I'd really like to hear Derek's story a little bit. Derek, so can you tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing? And, you know, certainly I'm sure people would like to know a little bit of your background, but really, what are you going to be, what's this mean to you to be involved with what we're doing?
Oh, you know, this is just wonderful. First of all, you know, anytime I get to play for veterans, it's just an honor. Absolutely my favorite type of crowd to play for. I retired out of the Special Forces and back in 22 of the Army myself. So y'all are my people. You know what I mean? Veterans are my community, and I love to support it.
Yeah.
I've been playing country music ever since I retired, and I'm just really excited to get the invite to come down and play.
Yeah, well, your sound is fits right in with what we want, too. Like, I wanted to have some diversity in the type of entertainment that we have. Like, it's a Southern rock kind of feel, but country western is rock and roll, and then having a local rock band playing too, the genres really are intermingle, but they're different, right? So it'll give people the opportunity who have different tastes when they come out to support us. One of the things that I really want to make sure that I recognize is that, and Larry touched on it with the Bluffs and with Powered by Bell Tech, we have a lot of commercial and community support in this event. You know, we've got some big sponsors, Care Plus, which is part of Humana, and Conviva Senior Healthcare. Kind of, this is an older audience, so that probably fits right in with our groove. But we got others too. You know, Veterans AC and Heat is one of our title sponsors, and that's a veteran-owned company. They're going to be doing some giveaways at that event that are targeted directly to veterans. Like, I think they're going to give away a whole HVAC system to a veteran who's worthy. And I'm not sure how we're going to figure out who that is, but I'm willing to take that AC system as a worthy vet. But you know, but we've got a lot of local love and international love. Kiewit is Kiewit, I think, is a international company. They're sponsoring us. I think that the person who's we're working with, her husband, is a retired Army veteran as well, just like Derek. And then Battle Law is a local law firm. And we sought them out because one of their partners is a former combat Marine. So one of the things that we're going to be doing with this event, besides recognizing Veterans Day, is the next day is the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps. So if you come out and you see the stage, you're going to recognize a giant banner on the side where we're saluting the 250 years of Marine Corps service. So this is really important. This is a big deal. And I hope that the community comes out and supports it. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at, I think it's VFWpost10094.simpletix.com. That's a lot to say. But
and you can hit them on the social media platforms. That's where, like, when. From my standpoint, as one of the members of the Surf and Raccoons, it's an honor to be able to play with you, Derek, as well as Molly Hatchett, and to be associated with the VFW and to go ahead and give back to the community. But the way that we've been promoting when we're out doing shows is letting everybody know to go to the social media, because we did see that it was a little complicated for them to figure it out when they were Googling it. But if they go to like Facebook, they'll be able to find it, because everybody has come together to make it a congruent effort to be able to find. And Derek, I'd like to be able to also sort of point you out when we're posting, because I own a marketing agency that's doing this, and I've tried to go ahead and get you out there with all the stuff that Steve produced, but I'm tagging you and I'm unable to make sure the tag works. So I don't want you to feel like we're leaving you out, but if you can give us some direction on so that people know who you are, we want to go ahead and make sure you're getting a spotlight in this too.
Yeah, absolutely. To tag me, it's just Derek Stoner Music on Facebook, Instagram, any of that stuff.
Okay.
But absolutely, and if I see it coming, I'll push it along to the folks that I know in my fan base, and
awesome.
Try
Thank
to
you.
Pack the house out.
Yeah, yes. Wonderful. Yeah, I've checked you out on Spotify. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm digging it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that people have some of the general information. So again, you can go to the Simple Ticks, and you can find tickets there. Tickets, I think they range from $30 for veterans to $55, I think, for top of the line seats. We also have a VIP area. It's limited, but it's going to be under our new Tiki Hut, which is pretty incredible. That'll have its own accoutrements. But you can get all of those things if you go to the website and you buy the ticket and buy the add-ons and all that. But I think it's important for people to know that this is an all-ages event. It is open to the public. You know, the VFW, one thing that I don't think people recognize or realize about VFW is that membership is not, you can't buy your way in. You have to have served your way in. And it's all related to your service generally overseas in combat areas. So our members are special in that respect. But we have a big support network with our auxiliary and
Absolutely.
With some of the
Yes.
other veterans organizations. So all of those will be represented there. We really want to see people come out. Bring your family. You know, this is going to be a good gig. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a daytime event. So, you know, it'll be done at 8 o'clock. You'll be able to go home. You can still go out and hang out with your family. And your
we
friends.
Also do want to go ahead and shout out to 50 Legs. 50 Legs is doing a whole bunch of drumming up and support for you guys, too, with Steve Chamberlain. And I thought that was really at the Bluffs Wine Walk we just had. They actually stepped up and spoke on it and told all of their fan base to come on. And they're the ones that help veterans and local children with amputees and things of that nature. So it's really just, it's interesting to see how everybody's coming together for this event.
Yeah, and one thing that's really important for people to understand too is that this is a fundraiser. We're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So every penny that comes out of this is going back into that VFW post. And it's going to go to our local charities, that veterans charities that we support. So everybody around this room, I mean, even the Surfing Raccoons are donating their time. Derek Stoner is donating his time for this. We're not being paid. So that's important to know, because this is coming from the heart. So we want to support our veterans. So folks, come out. If you love veterans, if you are a veteran, if you're related to one, and even if you're not, you just want to come party with us, then we want you.
Yeah. Yes. And we want to thank Dean for all he's doing as well, right?
Yeah. We have a pretty big network of people. So when you come out, hopefully it'll, hopefully you'll be turned on. I will tell you that if you've ever gone to that VFW, you're going to see that it's going to look different. Like, that stage is going to be overpowering. And we're not skimping, folks. This isn't a small little portable stage that we put on. This is a concert.
I do have one thing that I'd like to go ahead and make sure we get while we're on air. Mm-hmm. It was asked plenty of times now. So what do we want to tell or convey to everyone as far as parking? Because this is a major question that's getting brought to me. As of even last night, I was at a car shop over at the Quaker Steak, and they definitely got a big crowd coming, and they're just wanting to know, can they bring their cars?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
So that's an interesting, question. So we're going to be kind of running it like they do here in Clearwater. If you come to a show to go to the sound doesn't have parking. So you kind of park where you park.
Yeah.
It is community parking, but we will have there will be a lot of, it's a Sunday afternoon. So there will be a lot of the businesses in the area that are down on Walsingham there have agreed to let us have people park there. You can also park across the bridge at the parking at
Holiday Inn. Who has?
Yeah, so there is, that'll cost you. But I think that if you go in after and you have a drink, and they'll write it off.
Yeah, so Holiday Inn has a system where when you go ahead and you pull in, they give you the amount that you pay them, and then it's in like Jimmy Iguana bucks. So when you come back at 8:30 or whenever it is, you can go ahead and use those funds to go ahead and purchase food or drinks at that point.
And that Holiday Inn also, I believe they may have a couple of rooms available. Lexi, do you know if they still?
I believe there are still some rooms available, because they have worked with us where they are offering a government rate discount that whole weekend, the 8th through the 10th. So if you're wanting to stay there and not have to worry about driving, that was an opportunity that you could take advantage of.
And also maybe another option, if by the time you pay for parking and stuff, if you're going to be going to this event and do some drinking, which we usually do, Uber.
Yep, absolutely.
You don't have to worry about parking. So.
Yes, and we'll also have frequently asked questions. That's going to be available on our website. We're just putting the last finishing touches on there. So the latest and greatest information is available at VFWpost10094.com. And those types of questions will be answered on there as we get more local people.
And anything that's posted on there will be shared through all of the outlets that I've mentioned, including surfandraccoons.com. And all the members of the band, they're beyond excited to be a part of this and be able to give back and support the veterans in our community.
We're so grateful to have the Surfing Raccoons and Derek Stoner and Molly Hadgett be a part of this. It's mind-blowing that something this big is going to be happening at our little VFW. Yes.
Right.
So we're very, very excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just remember that once you open up a can of worms, right, you're going to be asked to do it again. So, but that's why we want to do this right. We want this to be a world-class event. We want you to feel, when you come to this show, I don't want to say you're going to be blown away. It's what you should expect.
Right.
And so when we do it once and we get it all the bugs worked out, which we've got a lot of bugs that we've been, spray and raid on, I think that it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think we definitely appreciate that Derek took the time to call in. And
yes, thank you, Derek.
Yeah, maybe if we can hear a little bit of his story real quick. We didn't get a chance to hear.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Go ahead, Derek.
The pleasure is mine, guys. I'm really excited to even be able to share the stage with the Surfing Raccoons and Molly Hatchet, to get down there and meet all you guys. Just quickly, my story is 20 years Army Special Forces. I retired in 22. I did several deployments overseas in the Middle East, a lot of combat tours and all that stuff, and it's really an honor of mine to come down there and hang out with you guys and just hopefully put a smile on some veterans' face in my little portion of the show. And I appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we thank you for your service, of course.
Thank you, Derek.
And I wanted to ask Larry of the Surfing Raccoons and also you, Derek, Molly Hatchet's such a staple for so long, and if of course his signature song, Flirting with Disaster. If you haven't heard that, I don't know where you've been for the last 40 years, but what's it like for Derek, you can go first, what's it like to be on stage before them?
It's awesome, you know. I can't tell you how many of my friends and like my parents' friends, like my parents were in high school in the 70s, and like they huge Molly Hatchet fans. I'm bringing my guitar player in my band is a huge Molly Hatchet fan. He told me he's probably played their songs as much as they've played them, you know, so he was ecstatic when I told him about the gig, and it's just really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, and as far as we're concerned, the Surfing Raccoons, I'll say that we do Dreams I'll Never See as a normal song that we do every show, so we always make a joke when we're finishing these local shows that we've been doing that I don't think we're going to be playing this song, so you guys got to go ahead and really enjoy this version of it. So, you know, it's just kind of a little preempt to get them all motivated. But it was really cool to see over at the Bluffs Wine Walk this last weekend when I mentioned Molly Hatchet, and everybody jumped up while we were playing that song. And that's why I say I think that the tickets are definitely starting to flow, because they were all showing me their phones and everything in the air. So we're thrilled about it. We got so I'm going to shout out to Hippie, Mike, Riley, and we've got Pug Baker, Sammy, and of course Jeff, Smiling Jeff. Everybody knows Smiling Jeff. So
yes.
That's the Surfing Raccoons, and we really just are blessed and honored to be able to be a part of this.
Once again, this is the event, November 9th. This is going to be Veterans Day, the VFW Post 10094. What's the physical address?
14450 Walsingham.
And like we said, there's a parking available. Bypass it all.
Yeah.
Uber or Lyft, whatever you got to do. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about driving home or anything like that. So it's perfect for that. Anything else anybody else wants to add?
Yeah, I think I want to remind people where they can get tickets. So
there you go.
So SimpleTix is simpletix.com. But if you want to go directly to it, it's vfwpost10094.simpletix.com. And get your tickets now. And I will say that those VIPs, which everybody wants, there's only 100 of them. So they're going.
Yes,
so.
And those just would make a note, though, when you're going to purchase those. So after you have selected your ticket and you go to your cart, that is when it's going to ask you to add on your VIP experience. So it will ask you that at the cart.
I think that you guys should go ahead and give a phone number just to go ahead and make it easy to reach out to somebody. What is the VFW's phone number?
You can call the post at 727-596-8959.
And then, of course, too, check us out on Facebook.
Yes.
All the links with your concert information will be right there. And to purchase your tickets, you have the link right there. You can click on it. And as we get closer to the show, we're going to be posting, you know, what to expect, so you're ready. So that's going to be up there on Facebook.
Can check out all Lexi's hype videos.
Yes.
She is our...
It's going to be an on.
Lexi Live, right?
Yes.
Lexi
yes.
Live.
It'll be an unforgettable night. It's going to be a great night of live music, fun, and gratitude.
One thing I think we can all appreciate, and Derek, you're definitely going to appreciate this, this concert's not in July.
Yes.
It's because the weather today would be perfect. You know, it's 70 degrees. Just enough, so the weather, I think, is going to be great for this.
It'll be different than when you played for us in July.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so great event coming up. Don't forget, November 9th, it is at the VFW Post 10094. November 9th starts at gates open at...
Gates open at 2:30, and then the entertainment starts at 3:30.
There you go. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Tam Talk Radio.
We definitely look forward to this event. Don't forget, coming up, Veterans Day, November 9th, the VFW Post 10094 in Indian Rocks. We'll see you there.
Thank you.